Well, the term and name Bendigo was conspicuous by its absence in last night's federal budget. Lisa Chesters, our federal MP, is in Canberra and joins us now to have her thoughts on the budget. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
So disappointing, I guess, to say the least.
It is. Bendigo not being mentioned in the budget papers. Basically what that means is there was no new money for our region in terms of local infrastructure. The government didn't fund the Bendigo Terminal Airport extension or any of the other key projects that the city, that local business and that I have been championing and making it loud and clear that these were the priorities of our region.
So it must be disappointing from your viewpoint, as well as it is obviously from ours, that it's gone unheeded. That, you know, when you look at the significance of the region of Central Victoria, that seems strange.
It is, particularly given where we're at in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic and recession and recovery. There was money for airports like the Gold Coast Airport and the Hobart Airport, but not for the Bendigo Airport. Regional Victorians, we're starting to get out of the restrictions. We can now travel to more places. Perfect time to look at reopening the Bendigo Airport, seeing those flights restarted, and perfect time to be investing in upgrades in the terminal. It's disappointing that we missed out, and it's disappointing that the government still have not got the message that we need our fair share of local infrastructure funding. But the fight continues. I've got a meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister on Thursday to find out why and find out what other opportunities there could be in the budget for us to apply for funding so that we get some money spent locally going forward.
Yeah, so I guess that was going to be my next question, actually, is in terms of those of us who don't really understand a lot of the process, so once the budget is there, there are still ways and opportunities and hopefully pathways forward that you can work within and around it to still try and unlock some funds for our area.
Yeah, the best way is to get named in the budget because that means money will go directly to your project. Yes. So that's what happens, say, with the Gold Coast Airport. The second option is they've created a few competitive tender rounds of funding, and that includes the Building Better regions. It's not guaranteed. You are competing against other projects, even other projects in our region. And then the hope is that we make that shortlist and that we get funded. We've missed out previously when the airports applied, and that's for various reasons. We were excluded from a couple of rounds of Building Better Regions funding, like our entire community. So hopefully there won't be those kind of restrictions in this round, and hopefully we'll get a clear run. That's one way that we could get this project funded. They'll also have another budget next year in May, and so I'll be also putting an ask on to make sure it's included in that budget if we aren't successful in any of these other rounds of funding that will become available before then.
Yeah, I guess that's the only, good news in very small print is that because this current budget was delayed so long, it's actually not very long until the next budget.
That's right. And there's a lot of work the government has to do. This budget has really been pitched at people who already have a secure job, who are already doing quite well. And it's left a number of other people, and particularly a lot of people in our region, behind, people who are looking for work, people who are on JobKeeper. Our pensioners will be disappointed because what they got last night was not a permanent increase to the pension, a little bit of cash that may help pay an electricity bill, but wasn't a permanent increase to the pension. So they're going to be in exactly the same place this time next year. They'll be receiving the same amount of money.
Yeah. And the apprenticeships and trainees, not enough?
Not enough and too short. I've never met an apprentice that's been able to knock off their apprenticeship in a year. The subsidies that they're putting on the table is only for 12 months. If you if you really want to trade, whether it's in hospitality, becoming a chef, or whether it's working as an electrician or a mechanic, it's a 3 to 4 year apprenticeship, yet the government is only subsidising and supporting the first year of that apprenticeship. It's also, too, not enough to make up for what we've lost. We've lost about 1,000 apprentices locally, about 140,000 across our country, yet they're only going to fund 100,000 places. So they're sort of trying to catch up to where the damage has been done, but not quite doing enough. Yes. I'm also worried about they're going to subsidise young workers and not really having a plan to create extra jobs. It's going to divide our community. Businesses who might be getting back on their feet, who are in a position to hire a worker, they've got the choice now, go for the younger worker and get money from the government, or go for the older worker and miss out on money. That's going to create a lot of tension locally, and I think that's a bit unfair when what we need is a plan to create more jobs so we don't have that division and that fight that's going on between generations.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, well, particularly the tradies. My son's a tradie, so apprentice tradie, so very interested in what's happening there. Lisa, as always, thanks very much, and no doubt we'll be speaking more and hearing more as time passes. Thank you.
Yes, as we learn more and more of what's in the fine detail, hopefully I can find some little carrots in there, but I'm worried there might be a few more sticks.
Yeah, all righty. Thanks very much, Lisa.
Good to catch up.
You too. Lisa Chesters, our federal member, joining us there from Canberra with her reaction to the federal budget last night.